Horse racing is where my passion is. It's in my blood. My grandfather always said that the tote was the most important thing in racing. He knew that it wasn't all about us. It was all about the punters. We push ourselves to be better for the people who are behind us, like family, friends, and supporters like Tapper.
The light. Set for the provincial series final for Racing Queensland, Coca-Cola the sponsor. They're set, they're racing now. Came away in a good line, bar two, De Harmony and three, Beers Please, both slowly into stride. Band of Spice began fast, showing speed, Star Fury. Mendrikers on the way forward with Heartbreak Harry, Cornrows in that bunch. Relum Pago not too far away with Camouflage and French Hustler. Then I Am the Sculptor, followed by Temple, Tilt Outstrip, Rosie Posey. Drifting well back, Spur Lejeune, Rise to Fame. De Harmony and three, Beers Please is last. That's the first call, 12 length span. 900 left to run. Band of Spice by one. Racing second, Heartbreak Harry. The gallop is good. Two to Star Fury, third, and Cornrow. He's well spotted. Fourth one off the fence. Two to Camouflage inside of Relum Pago. Outside the pair, Mandriker three deep. Two to I Am the Sculptor, followed by Temple Tilda. Near the inside, French Hustler. Then Rosie Posey outstripped to Harmony. Spur Lejeune, three Beers Please. And Rise to Fame turned in last. Below the 300 metres, Band of Spice led. Trying hard, Heartbreak Harry. On the outside, Cornrow is trying to warm to the task. Wider was Camouflage, then Relum Pago and Rosie Posey, but Band of Spice got a good, decent kick. Heartbreak Harry can't get it. Then Cornrow, Band of Spice in front, and one. Band of Spice from Heartbreak Harry. Cornrow, Fato fourth. Camouflage outstrip and not far away was French Hustler with I Am the Sculptor. Hours where he's firmed into the red, so a lot of money being carried with High Church. If he wins this race, he goes to the Magic Millions. They're set, they're racing now. He began about midfield, High Church, four or five off the fence. All clear off the rails alley, first out from Colin Lill. Emphasis going forward, Rock on Ivy with Meteorologist. High Church not too far away. Emphasis easing back now. They're followed by Anaman, who's coursing a bit wide. So is Feltra. Then Citations, Anton Onavant, Outraged and Passion in Flight, goes to the tail. By the 1,800 metres, All Clear holds the lead. Meteorologist travels up to be second. Rock on Ivy, two away third, and Colin Little length back fourth. And she's going to get a cushy run on the fence. Three quarters to Adamant, who's got in one away from the rail. Two to the favourite, High Church, travelling in sixth position. and I'd say seven lengths off the lead. Emphasis trails him by one length and one length to Feltra. A length Citations, a length and a half to Antonon Avant, and two to Outraged and Passion in Flight. They head along the back straight, 1,300 metres left to go. I'd say 10 lengths first to last, all clear in front. Led by a length to Meteorologist in second, two to Rock on Ivy, Lloyd giving it a good run in third, and Anaman a length back fourth. A length and a half to Colin Lill inside of High Church, still 5 to 6 from the leader, they're at the 1,000 metres. Then Emphasis, Feltra, Citations, well back Antonon Avant, Outraged and Passion in Flight. Speed is quickening now, down the side towards the 800 metres, and all clear, winner here 2 runs ago, lead still by one length to Meteorologist. 2.5, Rock on Ivy, third, Anaman showed the persuader. They're followed by Colin Lill, now he's starting to work on High Church, he's riding him along, and I've got to say, he's not responding brilliantly. Then Emphasis pulled to the outside, followed by Citations, Feltra, then Outrage, and the last pair, Antonon Avant and Passion in Flight. High Church has got work to do. In the straight, 300 left to run. All clear the leader. Colin Lill on the outside is pouncing. High Church is still coming, and wider was Emphasis. Colin Lill reached the lead. Can the favourite get it down? Colin Lill in front. Leads by a length. High Church second. Trying hard. He's flat out. Colin Lill's going strongly. High Church can't get there. And Colin Lill, too strong for High Church. Emphasis third. And I'd say Feltra fourth. Then all clear Citations, followed by Meteorologist. Then came Antonon Avant, Anaman, Rock on Ivy, Outraged and Passion in Flight. Colin Lill, the winner, given a good run and strong to the line. High Church had every conceivable chance. The favourite. Field of 12, favourite Hidden Pearl, normally a brilliant beginner. All set, they're racing. Sarajevo out the back. Hidden Pearl won the start from a Spirit 2. Proper return, smartly away, goes to second. Then into the red, followed by Casual Choice. Then came Vidoras pushing through between runners, followed by Whiskey All Round, Hussein Eagle, Hardline, Heart Tester, and Sarajevo is last. Hidden Pearl's going great guns for Pengelly, but Prompt Return's only a neck away. Into the red length behind them, three deep, a Spirit 2 fourth defence. Then Wicked Intent, Vidora Casual Choice, a few lengths Whiskey All Round, Hussein Eagle, Hardline, Heart Tester, Sarajevo. Hidden Pearl the inside, Prompt Return the outside's on terms. He hasn't gone properly yet for Hidden Pearl. Then came a Spirit 2, Vidora, and Wider was into the red. Hidden Pearl, hands and heels by Pengelly. They're at the 100 metres. Vidora emerges out of the ruck as the only danger. No danger. No danger at all. Hidden Pearl beat Vidora. Third Prompt Return, fourth of Spirit 2. I was joking to myself. Then came Sarajevo. Whiskey All Round, Hussein Eagle. Into the red, Casual Choice, Heart Tester, Wicked Intent, and Hardline is last. Oh, that was a pretty ride by Pengelly. A pretty ride. As he goes to make it 5 from 5. Now they're all set, ready to jump. Lights on, gates open, they're racing. Winning group at one of the first to go with Rich Affair. Coming out nicely was River Racer. Teatro Lani fourth away. Billy the Kid's on the way forward. Then Nikoni Lagira Candica, followed by Doubt Defying. Drifting back far away town with Natural Black. And Crack Me Up goes out to last. Down the side, 900 metres left to go. Billy the Kid racing alongside Winning Rupert, but Winning Rupert holds the lead and leads by a length. Two to River Racer, a clear third. Two away fourth was Teatro Lani. Over on the inside, Rich Affair and Nikoni Lagira going by them to fourth now. In the second half of the field, Candica. Then Faraway Town, Natural Black, third last, the rail. Doubt Defying, second last, and Crack Me Up. Eight from the leader, last of all. And that leader is Winning Rupert. Stared into the bend in the lead by two. River Racer went to second. Billy the Kid is immediately under pressure. Two to Nikoni Lagira, and the others are looking forlorn back in the field. Hands and Heels by Jeff Lloyd. Winning Rupert by the 200 metres with a winning break. He's out by three, four lengths from River Racer. Then Billy the Kid, Teatro Lani and Candica. But Winning Rupert in front. The You Bet bonus has gone off. The Summer Crown is his, and Winning Rupert was brilliant. He beat River Racer. Third either Billy the Kid or Natural Black running on, or Crack Me Up rather. Candica wider out, then Doubt Defying, followed by Teatro Lani, Faraway Town, then Natural Black, Rich Affair, and Nikoni Lagira out towards the tail. Set for Lily Vale Stud. First leg of the quadrilla, the light is on. They're ready and they're racing. Ours to Keep bounced nicely off the two gate. Korge began as well as him. Third away, Debonairly now revving up and showing good speed. Bring It Home, Pop, Real Princess not far away, then Bull Kingston. Followed by Tiara Star. Now Snitchcraft wasn't that well served at the start. He's circling but three and four wide. Bashani Bullet in the second half of the field, then Goodfella. Followed by So Invincible, Colossimo, and Serious Doubts as last. 700 left to run. Snitchcraft, he's now outside of Debonairly, and they run it at a strong gallop. Two to Ours to Keep, third, the box seat. Bring It Home, Pop, fourth. Pushed along, then Real Princess, Bull Kingston coursing wide. Korge under some pressure, then Tiara Star, Mashani Bullet, So Invincible, Goodfella, Colossimo, and Serious Doubts. Debonairly and Snitchcraft, they've gone hard. Ours to Keep sails up quickly now. Korge looking for a run. Bring It Home, Pop, joining in. So is Real Princess, and Tiara Star is down the outside, below the 200 metres. Brown happy enough to ride Hands and Heels with Ours to Keep. He's got a length and a half margin from Korge. Bring It Home, Pop. Goodfella and Tiara Star. Ours to Keep. There's your Magic Millions favourite. Ours to Keep. Beat Home, Goodfella, Korge, and in the centre, Bring It Home, Pop. Then Tiara Star, Mashani Bullet, followed by Debonairly. Then came Real Princess, Colossimo, Snitchcraft, Serious Doubts, Bull Kingston, and So Invincible as last. Most important, staring down the barrel of half a million in bonuses. They're set and they're racing. Coming out badly at the start was Trubier and drifting back Friendly Dragon. Lucky Tom showing good early speed, going fast Monsieur Gustave. So too Ninth Legion, most important. He was about fourth away, followed then by getting up near the inside as they round that first bend was Yoho. Balagari just ahead of him, then Steel Zip, followed by Frespignol. Now too good to refuse, not as far back as normal. He's got four behind him, including in his stride Sir Moments, Friendly Dragon and Trubier. Down the side below the half mile, Monsieur Gustave hooking into the speed, led Ninth Legion by three quarters. Two and a half to most important, well placed third. Outside of Lucky Tom, they're running this harder. One Balagari, then Yoho, Steel Zip, followed by Too Good to Refuse. He spots him about eight at the bend, then Frespignol in his stride. A long way back, Sir Moments, and then Friendly Dragon and Trubier. In the straight, Monsieur Gustave and Ninth Legion. Most important is trying to give chase. He's two lengths behind them, and they're out by three to Steel Zip, and now Too Good Refuses getting to the outside. Ninth Legion the leader. Not for long, I'd say. Most important on the outside. Went up. Fred goes for the doctor. Most important just in front. And another bonus goes off. Most important beat Ninth Legion. Monsieur Gustave and Too Good to Refuse. Then Balagari. Yoho in his stride. Followed by Sir Moments, Friendly Dragon, Lucky Tom, Trubia, Steel Zip, and Frespignol is last. Set to go now, the Magic Millions Burnborough Handicap 2016. $250,000 in stake money. There's the light. The gates open, they're racing in the Burnborough. Cool Ring and Hofgarden were two of the first to go. Prince Manitou showing early speed and Lord Lumberjack driving inside the trio. Friendly Dragon's on the way forward and so too was Lordag. Man of his word about midfield. Then came Berry Delicious, Mr. Epic, followed by Shoreham, Cylinder Beach trying to navigate a path closer to the rail, and Rednav settles down last. Over the back, 1,200 left to run. Lord Lumberjack leads away from Cool Ring and Prince Manitou. Two posted deep, Rudy even wider. Just behind them, lying fifth on the rail, was Berry Delicious. They're followed then by Man of His Word. He's midfield, one off the fence. Hofgarden, after a good beginning, drifted back to be midfield and three deep. Then came Mr. Epic, Cylinder Beach, Lordag, Rednav, and Shoreham as last. Less than half the journey completed. Down the side, Lord Lumberjack led from Coolring on the outside, and Rudy is hanging tough out three deep. Two away in fourth position was Berry Delicious. Man of His Word threading that needle, then Prince Manitou. Hopgun's on the way forward. Cylinder Beach is following through behind Man of His Word. Then Lordag, Mr. Epic, Shoreham, and Rednav is last of all. They're well on the straight and Cool Ring. Sprinted to the lead. Hopgun's after him gamely. Man of His Word is charging back to the rail. And then came Rudy, Cylinder Beach, and Lordag. Hopgun reached the lead. Man of His Word cut through on the rail. Cylinder Beach is going to drive through in the centre. Here's a big finish coming up. Hopgarden, Cylinder Beach, Man of His Word, and Cylinder Beach will be the strongest, and one from Man of His Word and Hofgarden in an epic Burnborough. Behind them in fourth was Rudy, then Lordag, Cool Ring, Rednav, followed by Mr. Epic, Berry Delicious, Prince Manitou, Shoreham, and Lord Lumberjack is last. Set. Starter's got the button. Looks a good line from here. Global Glamour stands well. They're racing. She was about midfield away, Global Glamour. Flaming Ace has won the start from Dame Destiny. Kinshaki showing good early speed with Elegant Composure. Bit A Babe about fifth away, and then Press Report, Beatniks. Global Glamour landing midfield. They're followed by Secret Trail a bit wider. Then Ocean Embers, Zestful, Not On Your Life, Miss Cover Girl, Brook Road and Soul for Song is last. Down the side, 800 left to run, bit less now. The speedy Flaming Ace is by 1.5. Kinshaki in a striking second. Dame Destiny third, racing fourth. As they approached the turn was Press Report, but it's off the track. Just behind them was Secret Trail with Elegant Composure. Beatnik's Bit A Babe coming wide around the bend was Miss Cover Girl, slipping up to midfield. Global Glamour, she's back in the ruck, trying to get into the clear. Spots of about 5 length start. Ocean Embers was with her. Solve the song on Not On Your Life down the outside. Global Glamour still can't get clear. Kinshaki drove to the lead. Coming after now on the inside was Elegant Composure. Rushing home is Not On Your Life. Kinshaki's in front. Not On Your Life is finishing hard. So is Soul for Song. But Kinshaki's in front and one. Beat Soul for Song, Not On Your Life. Not certain about fourth between Press Report and Secret Trail. Flaming Ace is next. Then Bit A Babe, Zestful, Global Glamour. Not too much luck in the straight. Then Ocean Embers, Beatniks, followed by at the head of the others, Brook Road. Well back was Secret Trail. Amongst the tail enders included Dame Destiny, and also pulling up quickly, Miss Cover Girl.
Multi-strain probiotic works by flooding the gut with billions of naturally occurring beneficial bacteria that are essential for intestinal good health. Using Protexin every day protects your valuable animals and birds by establishing and maintaining a healthy gut, protecting them from scours, reducing digestive upsets and stress while maintaining good health. It's naturally safe and ideal for animals of all ages. Protexin is available in a wide range of packs from International Animal Health.
The hours before a race seem to always chase me down. And then all of a sudden, I find myself here. The calm before the storm, I guess. Alone, with the pressure. The pressure of the owner, my trainer, and the most frightening, my own ambition. But now is also the time where I find my true strength. Where I have to trust myself and my instincts. I find a place of inner calm. If I don't, my horse feels my anxiety. Game over. I don't command a supercar or a race bike. I ride a 500 kilo thoroughbred, bred for speed.
I started working as a stable hand when I was 13. I'm the fourth generation of our family in the industry. Horse racing is where my passion is. It's in my blood. My grandfather always said that the tote was the most important thing in racing. He knew that it wasn't all about us. It was all about the punters. We push ourselves to be better for the people who are behind us, like family, friends, and supporters like Tapper.
A funny old thing. Success means many things to different folks. The harder you work, the more successful you become. To me, it's never having to work a day in my life. Find your passion, and you will find yourself. My greatest success is being able to pass this on every day.
entertainment, built for entertainment. This is Foxtel Broadband, optimized for video streaming, so you can feel this. And this. That.
More.
Yes, more.
Oh my God.
That. That. And that right there is why we built it. Add an unlimited broadband bundle to your TV pack for $85 extra a month. Search Foxtel Broadband.
This is what's real. Out here on the land, no borders, no boundaries, no starting gate. This is what it's all about to me. Beauty. Nature. This is what makes it all worthwhile. I come home when I need to remind myself who I truly am. I was that kid that would lie on my bed, staring at the posters that covered my walls. Posters of powerful big racehorses. I'm a product of racing heritage. My father's son. It's in my blood. This is where I'm from and where I'm going.
Racing has been part of my life all my life. Growing up, my father was a trainer, so I started harness racing from a young age. I did give it a go as an apprentice electrician for a time, but as I got older, found me way back to the thing I love. Now, I couldn't imagine anything else. I work with my wife and my dad. He's 80, but still gives us a hand now and then. The family business, like any family business, we need to run a tight ship. It's not all fun and games. It takes a lot of moving parts. Tabcorp's one of those. And then as a major supporter of harness racing industry, they're a great partner to have. Sure, it's hard work, but it doesn't seem that way when you love what you do. It's an industry that lets you see people at some of the happiest moments of their lives. It's really great to be part of that.
Entertainment, built for entertainment. This is Foxtel Broadband, optimized for video streaming, so you can feel this. And this. That.
More.
Yes, more.
Oh my God.
That. That. And that right there is why we built it. Add an unlimited broadband bundle to your TV pack for $85 extra a month. Search Foxtel Broadband.
This is where it all started for me. I used to play hooky from school, tucking myself away on this bench in the farthest corner of the Canterbury Racecourse. I'd imagine I was calling a race, practicing, remembering the names, remembering all the colours, swept up in the thrill of the moment. The only thing that's changed now is I get paid for it.
Big aspirations, but I never imagined as a little girl that I'd be where I am now. It can be pretty tough when there's so much riding on it. Early starts and long days, rain, hail or shine. worth every minute. I wake up every morning excited about what I do. And working here at Darren Weir's Stables, I'm surrounded by people who feel the same way. I love what I do. It's my passion. And I know the harder I work, the more chances for our horse. When Prince of Penzance won the Melbourne Cup, I was there with him at Flemington. But the locals here in Warrnambool and Ballarat, where Darren's other stable is, got right behind him at the local tabs. Racing has a real sense of community. Everyone always wants to back the local runner. Seeing one of our horses win the Melbourne Cup is something I'll never forget for the rest of my life. And knowing you're a part of a community that made it happen is an incredible feeling. It's a dream come true.
Set ablaze with light, colour and music as another dazzling fireworks display thrilled capacity crowds from around the world and marked the arrival of 2017. Tributes to music legends Prince and David Bowie were a highlight of the night's entertainment, with purple rain showering the harbour and illuminating the bridge and a constellation of space-inspired pyrotechnics. 10-year-old Mitchum McCallum has told the ABC it was a great night.
The fireworks were absolutely beautiful today, and tonight is just a good atmosphere. It's just blown my mind away.
Meantime, an estimated 500,000 people descended on Melbourne CBD landmarks, including King's Domain, Flagstaff Gardens, Docklands and Treasury Gardens, to celebrate New Year's Eve. Revellers in Brisbane turned out early to stake their claim along the river in South Bank and were rewarded with two sets of stunning fireworks. In Adelaide, tens of thousands of people packed the city, while crowds also gathered at the Adelaide beach suburb of Glenelg to bring in the new year. Canberra revellers enjoyed a dance party in Civic, while Hobart welcomed the new year with a performance by Australian artist Kate Sobrano. In the top end, around 5,000 people packed Darwin's waterfront area, and in Perth, thousands headed to Northbridge for the city's annual free New Year's Eve celebrations. Queensland Rail and embattled Transport Minister Stirling Hinchcliffe will be breathing a sigh of relief after there were no major problems with the train timetable on New Year's Eve. Queensland Rail and subsequently the Minister himself have come under scrutiny since October's timetable meltdown, which was caused by a staffing crisis. The cancellation of 235 Christmas Day services left passengers sceptical and the state opposition convinced New Year's Eve celebrations would be tarnished by similar mishaps. However, everything went off without a hitch, except for a brief delay on the Ferny Grove line early in the night caused by a woman who had reportedly had too much to drink and lay down on the tracks. She was removed by police, causing around a 20-minute delay. A man has died following a fireworks incident at Holland's Landing east of Melbourne. Police say the 46-year-old man died next to the beach near Ray Street about 9:30 last night. A crime scene guard was in place overnight and an arson chemist will attend the scene to further investigate the incident. Overseas, the Islamic State group says it's carried out twin bombings in central Baghdad, which has killed at least 25 people. The BBC's David Bamford reports.
The attacks took place early this morning in Sinak, a busy market selling vehicle accessories, agricultural seeds and machinery. Police said a roadside bomb exploded near a car spare parts shop, then shortly afterwards a suicide bomber detonated his device amid the crowd that had gathered. The Islamic State group said two of its militants had carried out the attacks wearing suicide vests. IS has been launching near-daily bombings and shootings in the capital in recent months as the Iraqi military advance on the northern city of Mosul, the group's last major stronghold in the country.
And large crowds of South Koreans have gathered on New Year's for another rally demanding the removal of their impeached president, who is determined to restore her powers through a court trial. This is AIR News. The Adelaide Strikers have broken their winless streak and finished 2016 with a bang after thumping the Sydney Sixers by 48 runs in last night's New Year's Eve clash at Adelaide Oval. With openers Jason Roy and Daniel Hughes starting promisingly, the visitors looked in control in their pursuit of the Strikers' 9 for 152 before a collapse left the Sixers' reply in tatters, eventually being skittled for 104. The Sixers lost 5 wickets and as many overs to leave the home crowd of just over 45,000 celebrating into the night. And still on cricket, New Zealand beat Bangladesh by 8 wickets in the third one-day international yesterday. The Central Coast has had to share the points with Melbourne City despite a second-half fight back in their A-League clash. The Mariners came back from 1-0 down before having to settle for a 2-2 draw. Trent Bahagias told Fox Sports they never gave up.
We were into the final, we could have won that, but things don't go our way sometimes, and gave away the penalty and ended up having a draw.
Queensland swimmers have dominated this year's 1.2-kilometre Pier River swim in Tasmania this weekend. 26-year-old Caitlin Mitchell from Brisbane claimed the women's trophy, and 25-year-old Hamish Chapman from the Gold Coast took out the men's event. And in the English Premier League, Chelsea has beaten Stoke City 4-2. Other winners include Manchester United, Burnley, Bournemouth and Leicester City. Australian Independent Radio News.
Sky Sports Radio, Sydney weather.
Well, good morning. Welcome to a brand new year, and we're starting with cloudy conditions around Sydney. There is a high chance of showers, most of them this afternoon and into the evening, and once again they're suggesting the chance of a thunderstorm in that time as well, and some light winds. They're saying if we get the showers, it'll be somewhere between 4 to 10 millimetres. Tomorrow, morning shower or two only, and then Tuesday, a shower or two. We're looking for 24 tomorrow and Tuesday. A top around town of 26 today, and already it's about 22 degrees.
On Sky Sports Radio, heard throughout New South Wales
and via the TAB app wherever you travel,
it's time for Racing HQ.
Racing HQ.
2 hours of required racing information.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to a brand new year. It is January 1, 2017. That's right, 2017. How many times over the next few days are we going to get that wrong? But it is 2017, and we're looking forward to a brand new day of racing for you. Plenty of winners ahead. We've got today Cup Day around New South Wales with Cups at Inverell and Gilgandra. We've got a big meeting down in Melbourne at Flemington, the Sunshine Coast and Murray Bridge. Let's get down to business and go out to Inverell. And Mike Withington is joining us. He is going to give us the latest. I think it's already around 24 degrees at Inverell. Mark, good morning to you and a happy new year to you, mate.
Same to you, Andrew. Yes, it is quite a warm and muggy morning, I'm afraid, here.
Okay. Hopefully not too much storm activity.
No, that's right. It's fine. There is a bit of cloud about. It is humid and it might build up to a storm later on, and we're just hoping the storm stays away until after the last and not during the day.
Yeah, exactly. You've got a strong day, and obviously we say it regularly here on Sky Sports Radio, Mike, but these Cup Days, they bring the communities together, don't they?
Yes, it's a big day for us. Our two biggest days are Boxing Day and New Year's Day, so we have a very busy week at this time of year. And unfortunately, Boxing Day got washed out, so we had to have a phantom meeting, and we were really happy with the crowd that still turned up, even though they knew there were no races on. They still came along, had a social day, and bet on the interstate races, of course. But we were very, very pleased. I was surprised that the people that still came along had a great day, and hopefully we get a similar response today and much better conditions.
Yeah, exactly. The first race is just after 1 o'clock. How's the track for today, Mike?
Yeah, it's still affected by the downpour we had on Christmas Eve night.
Yep.
So it's a soft five at the moment.
Yep.
Our groundsman, excuse me, Phil Allen, said that he had to be conservative and call it a soft five, but he hopes that when the stewards arrive and a bit more sunshine, at some stage during the racing, we'll get an upgrade to good. But he was a bit conservative and still called it a five at the moment.
Okay, so we'll monitor that as we get through. The Cup, large number there for the 4X Gold Inverell Cup over the 1,400 metres. You must be elated to get a full field and emergencies there.
Yeah, no, it's a pretty good field and a pretty even field, with last year's winner finishing cards come back again, and this may be his swan song. The trainer thinks he might call it quits on his career. He's a 10-year-old, but he won very impressively last year, and it's a pretty even field. We haven't got any outstanding short price favourites in it, so hopefully it'll be a good betting race and good each way betting race.
Remember finishing card? I reckon it started in Melbourne.
Yeah, he certainly did.
Clinton McDonald?
McDonald's family had it early in the piece.
Yeah.
And it's interesting, it's by Platinum Scissors. It's one of the few Platinum Scissors that's gone on and raced. And it was a listed class horse with the McDonald's.
Yeah.
And won, I think it's over 300,000 it won with them. And Shane Evans has won, a few country races with it. He's been very unlucky taking it to Brisbane, running into good horses over 1,200 at Doomben, and he's run quite a few places at that level again, but his hometown cup was his big victory last year.
Well, let's hope the 10-year-old can put a big run in today and try and make it back-to-back. Who knows what the racing future is, but we wish them all the very best. So a soft five, the rail true, and we just wish you all the very best, Mike. We thank you for getting up early. We've started our racing service like we would do on a public holiday or a Saturday, and I really appreciate you getting up early. I wish the club all the very best, mate. I hope that people in the area know the meeting is on. It's been well publicised. Let's hope people get out there and really enjoy it.
Yeah, no, I think we're looking forward to a good day, and we draw pretty well from the surrounding towns, Moree, Glenhurst, those towns. The real racing people still come along and follow the cups, and hopefully we can give them some entertainment.
Now, good. We wish you all the very best. Did you see it in, or did you sleep through midnight?
We had our Calcutta on the on the race course last night, but we called stumps before midnight, and I must admit I was in the rocking chair watching the fireworks on the ABC, and didn't go much past that.
No, you did better than me. I couldn't keep the eyes open. I sneaked off to bed before it, but no, it's a special moment when we get into the new year, and it'll be a special day today. Hey, thanks for joining us, Mark.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Good on you, mate. Bye-bye. Mark Withenden from the Inverell Racing Club. So it's a soft five and humid there, so we'll monitor that through the day. Let's go to Stuart Border from the Gilgandra Racing Club. Stuart, thank you for joining us on New Year's morning, and a happy new year to you.
Good morning, Ben. Same to you, mate, and all the listeners. Wonderful, eh? 2017, here we come.
We've made it, and we've made it in the biggest way with your cup meeting.
Yeah, mate, it'll be great. We're excited. It's going to be a really good meeting. You may or may not be aware, we raced a non-tabber yesterday.
Yes, yeah.
It's a double program, so I know a lot of horses there today, mate, and great weather, a little bit of cloud cover, but no rain forecast. And it's going to be just perfect weather, around about 35, and a big crowd, and a lot of great racing.
Fantastic. I did note, I was talking to Cole Hodges last night, the race caller, and he told me that Greg Ryan, on his first day back from suspension, rode two winners yesterday.
Yeah, what about him, eh?
Can't keep a good man down.
Here, mate. He's, He's got a couple of little bit of weight on, and he's looked like he's had a good little break, and he's just easing his way back in. Hasn't got a ride in the cup, but a couple of more rides during the program today, and I tell you what, and crazy, if he don't have a couple of dollars on him, he could ride a broomstick, ain't that fella?
Yeah, no, for sure. So 35 degrees, so the track is in pretty good order then.
Really good order, mate, yeah, very pleased with it yesterday, and only a small program yesterday, so it didn't cut up or cause any trouble, mate. It'll be... Yeah, just a, you know, a good four, mate. We we're on a riverbed here, really, and it's just so good. Races so well, and the trainers and owners are really pleased with our track. It'll be great, mate.
And what about the local support, mate? Are you expecting a real good, healthy crowd there today?
Yeah, we sure are. We sure are. You also may not be aware we've got three local horses in the cup field, and that's very strange for us. So we're very excited. No, there'll be a bumper crowd here today. We've built the race up over the years, good prize money, and really well, great facilities, and so it'll be a bumper crowd today. Great racing, mate.
Well, we wish you the very best. There's nothing like a country cup, and when you've got New Year's Day around it, mate, it can always and will always be a success. We wish you the best. The cup is worth $35,000. It's being jumped at 5 p.m. today. So, mate, from all of us, good luck and a big Happy New Year to everyone out at Gilgandra today.
Thanks a lot, Ben. So just for your listeners too, Bobby Foran, our wonderful race caller, called 60 Gill Cups.
Yep.
He's just got a little bit of ill health, so I'd just like to send a cheerio out to Bob. He's down in Sydney, and I know a lot of Bob's great fans and your listeners would wish him well. So have a great one, Bob, and thanks again, Ben, for giving us a bit of airplay, mate, because we'd like to see as many as we can there today, and they won't be disappointed. It'll be a great day's racing.
No, fantastic. And between 8 and 8.30, between 8 and 9, we're previewing both of the New South Wales Cup meetings, and Gilgandra will be previewed between 8.30 and 9 this morning, a special half-hour preview of Gilgandra Cup Day. And our thoughts are certainly with Bob. He was a great friend of ours at 2KY in particular, and in the latter days, Sky Sports Radio. So I know that there'll be many out there that wish Bob all the very best. A remarkable feat, isn't it? 60 cups.
Yeah, you wouldn't think it possible, would you?
Incredible. Unbelievable.
Quite a fella. Good on you, mate.
Good on you. Thanks, Stuart. Good luck today.
Bye.
Stuart Border there from the Gilgandra Racing Club. Now, we're going to do the Flemington report out of the 7 o'clock news. Mick Goody's out walking the track right now. But Murray Whedon from the Sunny Coast is joining us where we race today. Happy New Year to you, Murray.
Same to you, Andrew.
Did you see it in?
No.
No. No, we...
Certainly not. About 3 hours short, actually.
Yeah, no, well, I reckon I was too. My wife looked at me and thought, where are you going? Aren't you staying up? I said, no, I'm up early. And she, I don't know, I'm going to have to give her something today, mate. There'll be something like a big tea tonight or something. I'll have to do it.
You're certainly going to have to provide something special.
Yeah, exactly. How's your weather and track there today, mate?
Yeah, look, Andrew, fine day here today. We've had a pretty warm couple of days, actually. But, yeah, certainly warm again this morning and looking fine. We're on a good three today.
Okay, so a good three. So the humidity's been, I think I was talking to Sean Bridges there this time yesterday at Eagle Farm. The humidity's been around.
Yeah, certainly has. Yeah, it's one of those things that just at the moment we've had a few stormy, few storms about and what have you over the last few weeks, and the humidity certainly jumped up, and it's quite steamy again this morning. So I'm looking forward to a good day.
All right, so it's a good three, and the rail's at 6 metres today.
Yes, it is, Andrew, yeah.
Okay, so plenty of coverage there, plenty of beautiful track there for the horses to get around. Mate, have a good one today. Happy New Year to you, and we'll speak again.
Same to you and all your listeners.
Thanks a lot, Murray. Murray Whedon there, track manager at the Sunshine Coast. We've got Murray Bridge Racing in South Australia today. I'll just check. I doubt whether this information's been updated this morning. No, it hasn't. It was a soft five yesterday. We'll wait for that information to be updated. With that this morning, Peter Ellis previewing Murray Bridge at roughly about 20 to 10, quarter to 10 this morning. So the process that we've got between 9 and 10 this morning, Mark Hunter will preview Flemington at 9. At around 9.25, 9.30, Bernadette Cooper will preview the Sunny Coast, followed by Peter Ellis looking at Murray Bridge. And Dean Lester will join us at about 10 past 10 this morning to have his own Flemington preview. So that's Dean Lester for Flemington at about 10 past 10. We'll take our first break of the morning here on New Year's Day, and then we'll come back. It's a real big race day in New Zealand today, the Auckland Cup and the Railway. And we're going to have a chat with a couple of key players.
Window shopping takes on a whole new meaning at Wideline.
Take a closer look at Wideline's showstopper of a showroom at Ricebury.
That's where you'll find an extensive range of residential, architectural and commercial aluminium windows and doors.
And you can't look past their timber windows and doors either.
Customer parking and a dedicated kids room make for hassle-free window shopping at Wideline.
Now open at 593 Botany Road, Rosebery.
Only 700 metres from Green Square Station.
Wideline.
This truly magical thoroughbred Able Friend going to win the Champions Bowl in an absolute hand canter. That's the world's best.
Hong Kong, Singapore, Japan, Korea. The best of Asian racing. Live and exclusive to Sky Racing.
Mum, when I say Miele, what do you think of?
Great appliances.
What about when I say save?
Uh-oh. Are you going to say Miele and save in the same sentence?
No. Save up to $300 on selected Miele dishwashers at Bing Lee, now from just $999. That's two sentences.
Do you know what you just said?
Save up to $300 on selected Miele dishwashers at Bing Lee.
You said it again.
But it's only while stocks last.
They won't last long.
Save on Miele right now at Bing Lee.
Offer ends January 31.
Celebrating the new year with winners galore. Sky Sports Radio.
And it's a massive race day over in New Zealand today, January 1, and it's a massive program at Ellerslie with a number of significant races. And we thought we'd get Aidan Rodley on, one of New Zealand's leading racing journos, and you'll hear him in the coverage today, I would presume, talking about the Auckland Cup and the railway there, the two big features, but lots of other great racing. Aidan, good morning and a happy new year to you, mate.
Yeah, happy new year to you too, Andrew. Yeah, as you say, this is one of the biggest days of racing in New Zealand, with six group races plus a final of a sort of a staying series, which has been adding a real interest to the summer so far. And I guess it's as close as we get to Derby Day at Flemington.
Understand. How's your weather going to be there?
It's come up a little bit of cloud cover here, but it's warm. It's probably a really good thing. It just won't get too hot.
Yep.
And but the rain stayed away, which has been terrific.
Okay, so it'll be rated good. What are you looking forward to the most?
I think the railway. That's our Group One feature. Sprinters go around. It's just such an open field this year. There's some favourites who have drawn wide. Ryan Mark coming back has been out of form, but he's just got to be some sort of chance in the race. And we've got a horse like Start Wondering, who was with Chris Waller for a while and back in New Zealand under Evan and JJ Rayner at Wanganui. And his lead up win a couple of starts back was very good, so he's right in the mix as well. But right through the day, the 2 year olds go around, and our main lead up into the Karaka Million, which is our only $1 million race. At the moment, and then we get into the two 3 year old races, the Royal Stakes and the Great Northern Guineas, which will be great races. The Ritual Mile, a handicap over the 1600 metres, has drawn a really even field competitive race out in the City of Auckland Cup. It's a terrific race as well. So there's plenty to look forward to, but overall, I guess it's the Group One feature.
I think in your marketplace over there, the Tony Pike Train Snowdrop's the favourite at $5.10. At the moment, over Perfect Fit at $6.60 and Natuzzi at $7.20. There's a couple of others around, and Start Wondering is at $6.60. I'm just going off the New Zealand site here of markets that they're appearing there. Is Snowdrop in your thoughts?
I'm not so sure. She's yet to be proven at this sort of level. She's run a couple of good lead-up runs and running second in the Counties Bowl, a couple of starts back and behind. She's hard to catch. She's a rival today. And then second in the Newmark Handicap here on Boxing Day and behind a real upset of that day. She draws well in Barrier 1, and Tony Pike attacks absolutely firing at the moment. Daniel Johnson's riding really well. So she's got to be a decent chance in the race. But you spoke about Natuzzi. And he's an eight-year-old now. He's multiple Group 1 place. He's run second in races like a Telegraph at Trentham, but never been able to pick up that Group 1. His win the Concours was just fabulous against the pattern. He came from a long way back with a really sizzling closing sprint. So I think he's the horse to beat from a good barrier 5. Vinnie Colvin, who knows Ellerslie so well, he's won many Group 1 races here at the track. So I think he's the one to beat ahead of Perfect Fit. I know she came over to Australia and didn't really perform so well in Brisbane. That was the end of her preparation. Outside that, she's never run outside the top four. She was a Group 1 winner of the New Zealand Thoroughbred Breeders' Stakes at 1,600 metres. She's got a really tricky barrier draw on 13, but I think she can get cover three wide and be a chance. And last year's winner, Ryan Mark, he's in the mix for me as well. His run in the Concord was terrible, but he had excuses for that, and he didn't run so well in the Concord last year, then came out and won this race. Opie Boston rides him, and he's four from four on the horse, including the win in the race last year.
Okay, so Natuzzi on top there, number two. What about the race before it? It'll be run at just before 3 o'clock our time, the Auckland Cup. What's your thoughts there?
Yeah, this is Cease Fanatic go round. Of course, she was in the field for the Caulfield Cup, but then had to be scratched after she got that spider bite. She came back to New Zealand and just took some time to come right. She was only fair first up. They gave her another race straight away afterwards, and she was back to her very best. She's a New Zealand Oaks winner over 2,400 metres from earlier this year, and they had real Melbourne Cup aspirations with her. Her last start win was just unbelievably good. While she's up in grade, she looks high class. She's a Group 1 winner on the minimum of 53, and I think she'll be very hard to beat despite a wide barrier draw. I've got her in front of Lizzie L'Amour, who won the Waikato Cup last time out. She's also drawn wide. And the other horse I thought was worth a chance was 5 to Midnight, comes up from the CD stable of Lisa Ladder, and in terrific form as well, and does draw kindly in barrier one.
Okay, so that's 8-9, and Lisa Ladder's number is the 6. Is that right, Keith?
No, it's a 14, the stable.
14, way. Sorry, down the bottom there, missed it along the way. So 8, 9 and 14 in the Auckland Cup. As we've said there, the every race offers up so much. We'll be broadcasting them, obviously, on the TV here on Sky as well as Sky Sports Radio. The first race comes through at about 10:40 and the big Auckland Cup at 2:57 and the railway is straight after that at 3:37 our time. Aidan, thank you for your time. We'll hear your coverage right through the day, mate.
Yeah, good as gold, Andrew. Just be reminded, it's the City of Auckland Cup. It's a Group 3. Of course, our Auckland Cup these days moves to March. That's the Group 1 back there. But there is a rich bonus for any horse who can win the City of Auckland Cup, Avondale Cup and Auckland Cup. I think it's about $1 million.
Understand. Good on you. Thanks a lot, Aidan.
Okay, good on Andrew.
Sure. Aidan Rodley there joining us. Let's go to Tony Pike. He's got the key chance that we spoke about with Aidan there in the railway. I talk of Snowdrop. Happy New Year to you, Tony.
Yeah, happy New Year, Andrew. You're up bright and early this morning.
Yeah, I am on a Sunday, but I must admit, and I've already said it a couple of times, I didn't see Midnight, I can guarantee, but I'll try and see Midnight one night this week. How about that?
Yeah, I think we're all in the same boat this week.
Yes, I reckon. I was just talking to Aidan, and just on Snowdrop, I guess she's yet to prove herself at the highest level. How do you see it, Tony?
Yeah, look, she probably is. Obviously, she's had two stakes runs now for two narrow seconds. Look, her last start in the Newmarket, she's not a big mare. She had to carry 57 kilos, and just due to a foot abscess, we had to miss the lead-up run. So she hadn't run for 5 weeks and probably just peaked on a run over the final stages. Look, there's a 4-kilo drop in weight, and gate one's going to be a huge advantage for her. She'll sit just in behind the speed, and look, as long as she doesn't get held up, she's going to get every chance, and she'll definitely improve off her last start second.
Yeah, so you've well explained it there that you had a little issue, so her fitness levels will peak today.
Yep, she'll be spot on today. She's bounced through that run really well. Obviously, as you say, she's still got to prove herself against the top sprinters here, but look, she's up to them, and I think getting in on the minimum this year is going to be a huge help.
And barrier one, just the way that Danielle Johnson can ride her?
Yeah, exactly. She's always been brilliant out of the gates, and she'll do that today. She'll go forward early. There looks like a power of speed in the race, so... look, she'll probably lead for the first furlong, and then she'll probably hand up and trail.
She's out of Daffodil.
Yeah, no, it's quite unusual, actually. It's Daffodil's first foal. Mark and Gary Chittick sent her out as a two-year-old, and she arrived off the float. And, it was probably not quite what I expected. She was a massive, big, scopey mare. And, look, Snowdrop's a gorgeous type, but she, obviously being a first foal, she's never been overly big. And Daffodil won an Oaks, and this filly's a real out-and-out sprinter. So, a little bit unusual.
What about the other one in the race that's drawn the opposite, Summer's Day?
Yeah, look, she's going really well. She's in foal, so look, normally I probably wouldn't run in this race, but we've only got two runs left with her before she has to go to the Broodmare paddock. Look, she's been really good her last two starts, but obviously today's draw of 14 is going to make it extremely difficult. I was going to run her in the Ritual Mile, but she'd been weighted out of that race, so just due to set weights and penalties today. She gets a nice lead in this race. She'll go back and she'll be in the last two or three. She'll need a really hot tempo on. If they do that, then she could run into a place.
Okay. All right. Well, good luck with that. Have you got, I won't go through them all, but is there something else our listeners could be following today for the stable?
Just get on the one in the first, boys.
Okay. So that's race one, number three, Sacred Shot.
Yeah, he's a very progressive horse.
He's one of the Raffles horses?
Yes, he is.
Yep, okay. We look forward to that. Race one, number three, Sacred Shot today for Tony Pike. Good luck with that, and also in the big Group 1, mate, with Snowdrop.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks a lot, Tony. Tony Pike joining us there. Okay, we've copped the tip. This is the early tip. We just keep it between ourselves. We say nothing to nobody. We just whisper it. Race one, number three, Sacred Shot. Now, on the New Zealand tote, it's saying at $4. We just whisper it, and we don't tell anyone else after 7. Sean Ritchie's online. Sean wouldn't take any knowledge of that. Morning to you, Sean.
Good morning, Andrew. Geez, you've got to take those Kiwi trainers with a grain of salt. They tell a lot of lies.
Hang on a sec. You can't be telling me that. I'm just sneaking away to the Tabacan as I speak, and they're saying it's not open yet. Oh, geez, I thought I was going to get to really... Oh, well, what's the point of going on and talking to you?
Exactly.
I spoke to Tony about Snowdrop. You've got a snow secret lining up in the city of Auckland Cup today.
Yeah, look, she's a lovely mare. She's out of a secret mare, but she's out of a Zabil mare, and that's of course where she's getting a staying prowess from. She's been to Australia. She ran second Flemington there one day, and we're probably looking at taking her perhaps to somewhere like Brisbane later in the autumn as well. So she might appear back in Australia at that point of year. But I do feel today the mile and a half. She's won a couple of times at Ellerslie, but she's been set for a Wellington Cup, which is 3 weeks' time, and it's over 2 miles, and I believe that'll suit her a lot better.
Okay, so at least you might get a nice run today from that draw for Mike Coleman.
Well, the disappointing part about Snow Secret is we can't ride her forward. Each time we've gone forward on her, she's been reluctant to find the line. So she'll be midfield, perhaps a spot further back. But you're right about getting an economical trip. She won't have to do... She will get a sweet run well back in the field, but she's still got to make that ground up.
Yeah, understand. But she's a developing type, and you're looking at Wellington, obviously, there you mentioned there, but long-term could be Brisbane.
Yeah, well, some of her owners are in the Gold Coast there, so it'd be nice to get her over there in the autumn, and it's very cold in the Waikato. Yeah, as well. So we like going with them.
Yeah, no, I understand. Now, what else have you got on today? Anything else our listeners should be following?
Yeah, we've got $300 today. I've got a horse for Sir Peter Valla called La Casona in race two. The special conditions maiden. She's got a lovely draw, and she's a consistent filly. She'll be right up on the speed, and she'll kick well, and she'll be hard to beat in that race. We've got another horse in the Dunstan final. I think that's race six. Street Smart, he actually went to Sydney for a race as well. He ran a three-odd race at Randwick, and he's a cracking horse, but he's taken a little bit of time to mature and work the game out. He puts his head down nice and low. He's got a good long stride. Unfortunately, he's drawn 18, so he's going to have to go back in the field. But if they can run on today, then he's over the odds at $12. And the final horse, probably our best chance for today, is in the Royal Stakes. Got a great filly called Angeline, who ironically is out of a Wellington Cup winner. So she's expected pedigree-wise and the way she's been racing to find the line in the Royal Stakes, first time for these three-odd fillies over 2,000 metres. And I'd say she's my best chance, but she's probably the shortest price at $5.
Okay, at about $5. What race is that one now? That's the fourth race. I'm just writing these down so I can remember them as they hit the line, and I'll go, geez, I spoke to him this morning. race four, number three, Angeline.
I'd say that's my best chance, but I'm trying to get off the phone to get on that one in the first as well.
I can hear your phones ringing. Hey, mate, good luck. I hope it's a good day today. I hope they can run well for you. And to you and your family, I hope it's a good one ahead, mate.
Yep, happy new year to yourself and all the listeners.
Good on you, Sean. Thanks very much, mate.
Thank you.
Sean Ritchie joining us there. So his three runners are outside Snow Secret in the City of Auckland Cup, and you've heard the explanation there. His other runners, the best he feels is Angeline. That's race four, number three. And the other ones were race two, number seven, La Casona, and race six, number 12, Street Smart. So hopefully there's some information ahead of Railway Stakes Day at Ellerslie in New Zealand.
Minister
Minister Malcolm Turnbull has used his 2017 New Year message to warn terrorists and extremists they will not succeed in dividing Australians. Mr Turnbull says conflict around the world should make all Australians grateful and also proud of their harmonious, peaceful and multicultural society. But he's also warned that it must never be taken for granted, noting the recent arrests in Sydney and Melbourne linked to terror plots, which he says are designed to undermine the Australian way of life. Meantime, major Western cities around the world, including London, have stepped up security for New Year's Eve celebrations. The BBC's Richard Lester has more.
The Metropolitan Police says there's no specific intelligence about an attack in London, but it has been looking at the tragic events in Berlin and Nice and has adjusted its plans for New Year's Eve accordingly. Detective Superintendent Phil Langworthy says some 3,000 officers will be on the streets of the capital as part of a package of measures to maintain security.
There will be a search regime in place at the fireworks display. There will be concrete barriers used and a range of other tactics to reassure the public.
The Police Federation says there'll also be more armed officers on patrol in London this year than in previous years.
Back home, and changes to the aged pension come into force today, and pensioners are being urged to contact their super providers if they're concerned about the changes. More than 170,000 pensioners will get an extra $30 a fortnight, but nearly 300,000 people will see their payments reduced. Industry Super Australia Chief Executive David Whiteley says he doesn't believe it's the right move.
We think that these pension changes are too harsh and they will affect middle-income earners and affect hard-working Australians.
A policeman will face a professional standards inquiry after he was allegedly caught drink driving while off duty in regional Victoria. The senior constable from the Western region was stopped on Lee Breakwater Road in Portland early yesterday and allegedly returned a breath alcohol reading of 0.224%. Victoria Police say his licence was suspended immediately and he's expected to be charged by summons with drink driving offences while the Professional Standards Command has been notified. A man has died after falling from the top of a building in Sydney. Police say the man, aged in his late 20s, fell from the building after they were called to Darling Street in Balmain just after 9:30 last night. It's not known if the death was linked to New Year's Eve celebrations. A 14-year-old girl has died following a serious traffic crash at Dalby in Queensland's Darling Downs region last month. Police say that early on Monday, December 19, a car travelling towards Dalby veered onto the wrong side of the road, then down an embankment into a dry creek bed before rolling about 50 metres. The 14-year-old girl was thrown from the vehicle and suffered critical life-threatening injuries. She was taken to the Lady Salento Hospital but died yesterday. And Debbie Reynolds' son, Todd Fisher, says his mother and sister actress Carrie Fisher will have a joint funeral and be buried together. Mr Fisher said no date for the funeral had been set, but it will be private. A public memorial is being contemplated, but no plans have been finalised. This is AIR News. Bruno Fornaroli has scored a dramatic late penalty to deny struggling Central Coast a famous New Year's Eve victory over A-League giants Melbourne City. Youngster Trent Bahaja and Roy O'Donovan brought the ninth place Mariners back from a goal down after Tim Cahill's first half opener and had the hosts on track for their third win of the season in Gosford last night. But it wasn't to be when Scott Galloway conceded an 88th minute penalty, allowing Fornaroli to secure a 2-2 draw that keeps John Fanship's side firmly ensconced in the top four at the season's halfway mark. A career best haul from Sydney Sixers paceman Sean Abbott has placed the visitors in the box seat in their New Year's Eve BBL clash with the Adelaide Strikers at Adelaide Oval. Despondent this time 12 months ago after conceding the winning six in Adelaide's miracle run chase victory, Abbott took 5-for-16 from his four overs to rip the heart out of the Strikers' batting lineup and limit the home side to 9-for-152. Abbott has told 10 the hard work in the nets is paying off.
It was just coming out and executing, and I was happy that a couple went straight up in the air and went to hand. So, I mean, again, like, while it's nice to get some wickets, it's disappointing not to get the team result.
And in the NBL, the Illawarra Hawks beat the Perth Wildcats 95-87, and the Brisbane Bullets have beaten Cairns 93-76. Australian Independent Radio News.
Sky
Sky Sports Radio, Sydney weather.
Yeah, very cloudy start to New Year's Day over Sydney, and they're saying a chance of showers most likely late this afternoon and into the evening, and they're also predicting maybe the chance of that regular thunderstorm during that time as well. Only light winds. There could be somewhere between 4 to 10 millimetres of rain today. Tomorrow, a morning shower only, and a shower or two on Tuesday. Looking for 26 in most parts of Sydney today, and it's already 23 in town.
On Sky Sports Radio, heard throughout New South Wales
and via the TAB app wherever you travel,
it's time for Racing HQ.
Racing HQ.
2 hours of required racing information.
Yes, good morning for those that are joining us after our 7 o'clock news. Welcome to 2017. That's right, it's Sunday, January 1, and we're with our racing service this morning with our big New South Wales Cup meetings today at Inverell and Gilgandra. We're going to have some interviews between now and 8 o'clock, and then between 8 and 9 we'll have the previews with Gary Cleese, Ben Walker, and our man that's on the spot. He's wearing a tie. It's still flashing from last night. I don't know whether he's been home. It's none other than Ray Thomas. Morning to you, Ray.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning, everyone. Happy New Year to you, Andrew, and to all our listeners. Now, a bit like you, Andrew, I didn't see in the new year, but we were up pretty late. We had a little dinner at the local pub after the races last night, but we went home after 9 o'clock fireworks. But yeah. Tan and I were doing a bit of work prior to midnight, but we didn't see him midnight, but anyway.
Midnight was just a bit too hard for me. My wife was sitting beside me when I started to sort of close the eyes, and I got up and cleaned the teeth and prepared for bed, you know, and she's saying, where are you going? You know, it's 9:22 or something. I said, well, I'm thinking about going to bed. And she said, why? And I said, well, I've got to get up at 4:53. The alarm's going to go off. She said, well, that's no excuse. Stay up. And I said, no, an impossibility.
No,
so
it's too hard.
We got the family barbie today, so that'll be the payback. That's where I'm doing my good work today.
No, we'll enjoy it, mate. No, we had a quiet night. But, look, to all our listeners, all the very best in 2007. It's going to be a big year, Andrew.
Oh, gee, it could start with a bang today at this track. We're going to go to Melbourne and have a chat with Mick Goody at Flemington because something special. I mean, if only this filly knew what was going on today and the hype around her in the first race. Mick Goody, the track manager. Morning, dear Mick. Happy New Year to you, mate.
Same to you and Dan.
Yeah.
Good to see that you didn't listen to her.
No, it's not the first time, and you know that. It's not the first time I ever listened to her. But
I hope she's not listening now, Andrew.
No, she'll be well and truly asleep. Don't worry about that. She did not move when I got up this morning, but I think she saw it in, but I'm not too sure. I was absolutely dead to the world. Hey, mate, there's more hype in this first race today than what there was on Melbourne Cup Week.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
A filly.
All things having its first start, and everyone thinks it's a champion already, I think.
Yeah.
Lucky she can't read, boys, eh?
Yeah, please. We're talking of Ossietra, who is the first of the Black Caviar progeny, and we're going to see her today. How, a little bit of light rain in Melbourne?
Yeah, we just got some drizzle this morning, Andrew. Look, it won't be anything that will affect the track. I've rode the good four this morning. 9.5 to 6, 9.6 inside, 9.4 the out. The shear 12.1. Didn't water overnight. Put 30 mil on for the week. We got 13 mil on Friday. 18.2 mil for the week. So we'll get the good three.
Right.
And I reckon we'll get the good three fairly early.
Fairly early, okay.
I just don't want to rate it good three now and get some showers on it and then coming downgrade. So.
Yep.
I'd just be wary of that. I think it'll be good three very early.
Okay, so very early in the day. And the rails in the true?
Rails in the true. It's in good nick. Verdi drained it since the last meet, so I'd be very surprised if they said it was too firm. But then again, you never know what they'll say.
I was wondering where you were going to go then, but no.
Well, I just had to keep it as mellow as I could.
Exactly. Let's start a new thing for January 1. It'll be there. I'm not going to pose the question what side of the track they're going to go. I think we'll just watch it.
Rail through, yeah, I wouldn't want to be going far from the rail.
Yeah, no, understand.
Yeah, that's me anyway, but the straight can try up some curveballs.
Yep.
I wouldn't see the two-year-olds leaving the inside rail.
No, we'll wait and see through the day. 1:35 the first, and so much interest in that first race. Mate, have a ripper there and have a grand 2017.
Same to you and yours.
Good on you, Mick. Mick Goody there, track manager at Flemington. We speak about Oceatra, the daughter of Black Caviar. I mean, ridiculously for mine price, but I can understand the Tab putting her there because there's just so much interest in her. Off two jump outs. It's going to be interesting today if something can put pressure on her.
Well, she looked a natural in both those jump outs, didn't she, Andrew? She just jumped brilliantly, went straight to the front and cruised around. I saw Neil Werrett, one of the owners of Black Caviar, and of course he's in the ownership of Oceatra. He was at the Canterbury races yesterday. He told me he was flying down today for the filly's debut, and he said he was so nervous given the build-up to her debut. And you'd like to see her win just to keep the Black Caviar fairy tale going, so to speak. And look, she's got the ability, so let's hope she can make a winning debut, because champion race mares don't have a super record at stud, do they, Andrew?
No, they don't. One was asked over the Christmas break when people realised what was going on with this one, Maccabi Diva. Mm. It is interesting. You talk to some people, and in fact, let's go to Michael Hawkes, and he can come into this discussion. It's interesting. Sometimes people tell me that if mares race and they race on, that they may not produce when they go to the breeding barn. If they go there reasonably light, then they can produce. Michael Hawkes, a happy new year. Is that right in any way?
Happy new year, guys. But look, it depends on the racehorse, really. The theory is that obviously fillies or mares, they put 110% into their races and they give everything, and you know, obviously come breeding barn time. But look, I think it could be a bit of a fallacy. It depends on how you look at it, really.
Yep.
But look, obviously a lightly raced horse can get in the foal and have good foals and hopefully good progeny. But then again, you can have superstar horses, and who knows what Black Caviar or the likes are going to have. You just don't really know. So until it happens, but look, theory is that they've put the 110% in the racetrack and they may not put it in the breeding barn. But look, I probably don't agree with that, to be fair.
Yeah, I think it really comes down to who you actually speak to and who the person is you're talking to.
Everyone's going to have a different opinion on it.
What's the old saying, boys? You breed the best with the best and hope for the best, because there's no rules in breeding, is there?
Well, that's why you're working with Andrew in the race. Right?
Fanning him. Welcome to the new year, Andrew. La Cordon Bleu. Fanning him. What's going on there at $19?
What's wrong with that?
Well, the only dirty thing I was, someone tipped it to me and I said, I can't be winning, surely. No, he can't be.
Honestly, if you go back to his first up run, it was enormous at Randwick. He's got beaten by Kaepernick, who laid in, the whole way up the straight and probably nearly should have won. Mm. And Speeth, who had missed a start, got every gun run, I think went around one horse, won the race and ends up running second in the Daly. So, okay, yes, he came out and had a poor performance, at Rose Hill, but I think honestly that day it was just a hard track. We trialled him since then. He trialled, pretty good to us. We went into the race thinking that we were a good lightweight chance, and look, they went hammer and tong up. They went mad. And obviously it just set it up for back markers or horses with a lightweight. I think the second horse carried 53, and I think the front three or four compounded. So look, honestly, if you took out that run, everyone's entitled to have a bad run. We feel sick on off days and don't feel 100%. So horses, they can't be any different.
No, exactly. I will say, though, in response to the way that you got to me, I reckon I got you then too. I reckon you fought back real brave there with that answer.
The reality is, look, everyone's out there trying to do their best, and, you can only trial and show people and, through public eyes. And I know he ran eighth of eighth at Rose Hill, but look, end of the day, I know he pulled up in the vet's report with a heart problem. But look, end of the day, we didn't think there was much wrong with him. And to be fair, he's publicly trialled. He's come out. He's knowing a bit more about him now. I think he's just more of a horse that is a lightweight horse. He doesn't carry a lot of weight. And, he gets anchored down with it. And with a lightweight, you know, you can see what he did yesterday. And he loves Canterbury. He's raced really good there in the past. Mm. So,
and he's 3 from 3 there now, Michael.
Well, that's what I mean, Ray. Like, if you actually look at his form, I know people probably put a line through him on one run, but look, this day and age, people are pretty, you know, they're pretty fickle on where horses are. And honestly, they're not machines. Mm. You can only do what you can do. And we're just trying to do the best for our horses. And look, honestly, it was a super win yesterday. Christian gave him a gun ride. And he hit the line solid. So
hey, Ray,
he really saw the true Lacorde en Bleu yesterday.
Hey, Ray, I love a horse like yesterday with this win that really he's... You can see when he's making momentum that he's loving
his
it.
Finishing speed is amazing. Yeah.
He just stretched out so long there, Mike. Mm.
Well, I think that's part of the weight too, Andrew. Like, he just when he's right, the horse, you know, he's 110%. But look, he's an older horse. He's a gelding. Yes, he's got a little bit of a mind of his own, but... Look, end of the day, it's about keeping him happy. He was happy yesterday, but look, there was two factors I thought. One, they went that hard in front, it wasn't funny. And two, I think with a light weight, and possibly three, as Ray just said, he's 3 for 3 now on the track. So, look, when everything marries up like that, it's great to see. Mm-hmm. And yes, he was a big price, but look, end of the day, he won really good. And he's off to the Gold Coast now. He's booked his ticket. So he'll run the sprint up there, and he ran third there up there last year and picked up $100,000 for running third. So with those million-dollar races, it's good money on offer. And to be fair, if they go hard like that at the Gold Coast,
which they will, big fields. And Michael, I guess that was a terrific way to finish 2016 for a calendar year, probably the best team Hawks has had since your inception. And with the equine firepower you've got coming into 2017 with the likes of Chautauqua and that stellar crop of three-year-olds that you have in the camp, hopefully 2017 can be even bigger than last year.
Oh, the calendar year was fantastic. You know, just off the top of your head, like, there's a lot of efforts. You know, Star Turn for one, taking on the older horses. You know, Chautauqua winning TJs and taking on the world and beating their best sprinters and, you know, out of his own backyard, Divine Profits going all the way through and winning first up to winning a Caulfield Guineas. And look, we've got a lot of nice young horses on the improve. Yes, we've got some older ones there as well, but do you know what, look, our clientele is just fantastic. They let us do what we want, how we want it, because we're always trying to get the best out of our horses, and you know, our results sort of speak for themselves. So even like yesterday's win, like, I know it's just a patience game. I know unfortunately a lot of people don't take that into account this day and age, and everyone wants a two-year-old, which we do too, because obviously that's where the money is. But look, if you're patient in this industry, you'll definitely get a result.
Well, Michael, we hope to get you on tomorrow morning because you've got some terrific chances.
What, he's back on tomorrow this? 2 days in a row after he's given me the biggest clip ever.
Have you seen the lineup at Randwick tomorrow for Team Hawks?
Benz, I hope there's more of it in 2017. Which means if I'm getting on, that means there's plenty of winners.
Yeah, no, it does. Yeah, no, did you see it in?
And I was in bed at about 9 o'clock, and at the stables now, I'm actually filling up waters and doing the right thing. So,
the life of a racehorse trainer.
You've got to
take
good examples.
Well, I haven't had a person on this morning that saw it in it, I reckon.
That's racing for you.
Yeah, no, we're all up early and away, but
I said to Claire last night, I said, it's probably the first time in 6 years we have got nothing planned, and it's a Saturday night. I can't believe it.
Yeah, no, I got the right mail. I got the same mail as well. I reckon our next guest, though... Bjorn Baker, Mike, do you reckon he would have seen it in?
Oh, well, he's got a $500,000 check to be bouncing around, so I suppose, hey, listen, if I had that amount of money too, I'd be bouncing around too.
No, exactly. Hey, well done yesterday with Le Cordon Bleu, and we'll talk again tomorrow.
Good as gold.
Thanks, Michael.
See you guys.
Happy New Year, mate.
Michael Hawks joining us. What odds? If Munsey was on with us, Glenn Munsey, what price would you set that Bjorn Baker saw midnight?
We did have a big day yesterday. Winners in Sydney, winners in Brisbane, of course, winning Rupert. But
trainers can collapse.
Yeah, but he's up and about by the sounds of things.
Well, he's up. Let's just see. Bjorn Baker, Happy New Year to you, mate.
Yeah, same to you guys. It's a big New Year's resolution this year.
Yeah.
I'm going to be fit. I'm going to do half an hour exercise every day, but it's in grave doubt.
Grave doubt already?
you sound like you might have seen it in.
Well, I think it's the first New Year's I've seen them for 4 or 5 years. So, first one I've seen for a while. So, no, it was great sort of harbour fireworks. I've never seen that before.
Mm.
It's a good place to be, Sydney.
Yeah. How'd you get out of the city, though, Bjorn? That's the hardest part in the world, leaving the city after the New Year's Eve fireworks.
Yeah, Uber with that price surcharge for the first time in my life. I didn't have to hitchhike.
They don't miss you. Hey, Bjorn, but it capped off a great day for you. Within a space of 10 minutes, burning energy, somehow got off the canvas to win at Canterbury, and you made a beeline straight to the closest Sky Racing monitor for the Eagle Farm race, and geez, impressive horse winning, Rupert Bjorn.
It was good to see him do that again, and the sort of a little bit of relief when he's expected to do it, and he's still going the right way, which is really encouraging. And I haven't talked to Claire, but I'm sure she would have been in touch if there's any problems. So hopefully, fingers crossed, we're all set for 2 weeks' time. And Burning Energy's as tough as Tiki at the top of the straight. I thought he had a big chance. He's so genuine. He always tries his best. So it was good to see him win, and the owners have been very patient. So it's paid off.
Just with winning, Rupert, ticked a big box yesterday in terms of the trip. So going to the 1400 for the Guineas, that holds no fears for you in 2 weeks' time, Bjorn?
No, I don't think so. I think it's probably going to be similar to how the 1300 at Eagle Farm was sort of run yesterday, so I'm not too worried about it.
And he's running time, isn't he, Bjorn? He's running time every time he goes out.
Yeah, he is. Running time.
I'm saying nothing against winning Rupert. But every horse ran time yesterday.
That's
though
true, yeah.
There was track record after track record. It was staggering.
I think that's a new track, though, isn't it, Andrew?
Yeah. It's the first time it's been deepened. But I think there were, I'm going to count them, one and the first four. So there were five new track records set there yesterday, Bjorn.
Wow. Oh, well, we won't delve too far into that, but He's going pretty quick. So.
Oh, yeah.
And Bjorn, if you happen to draw wide on the Gold Coast, is he the sort of horse who could take a sit, or he just have to use his natural brilliance?
I think he is, but I guess at the moment, I just don't know if they're going quick enough for Jeff to feel comfortable sitting off.
And yeah.
At the end of the day, we'll leave it to Jeff. He's the main man. He's going as good as anyone, and he's a pretty good judge, too, in terms of track work. So, it's good fun at the moment.
Mm. And Burning Energy, he's 5 from 10 now. He's done a super job for you. And as you said, the connection's having a great time with him. And you were telling me yesterday he's one of those horses that you started off out in the bush with him in the country racing, which is good prize money in New South Wales now. He's learned a winning habit out there, and he's progressed to Sydney Saturday class now.
Yeah, he has. And I think I had two runners last week that also started sort of out in the bush. I'm finding the step up and natural progression pretty easy in terms of taking them one step at a time. And the money is just so good in New South Wales. So I love it here. I'm grateful to be here. And I think a lot of these horses too, they have every chance in terms of taking the next step.
I've got to ask you about Goodfella, who I thought was pretty good yesterday. Is guaranteed now, and was even guaranteed before yesterday, to make the two-year-old classic at the Gold Coast. You're going to go that way now?
He's running. What's that race worth?
$2 million. $2 million. It's about quarter of the quarter of what you won yesterday with that bonus.
Yeah, the opportunities and prize money, it's like a dream. You have to pinch yourself, Andrew. And
he
went a super race, and he's rock hard fit and he's tough, and I just wish the two-year-old race was 1400, but they do go fast, and he's not out of it.
That's the thing with it, Ray, with this horse. The way he finished off yesterday, I mean, he was well back. It's nearly second last around the bend. If they put on pace, and they normally do in a Magic Millions, well, you know what this horse is capable
of
now.
Big field, a lot of pressure, a lot of money up for grabs. There's always pressure on in a Magic Millions, so the back markers get the chance. It was, 10 years ago, Mirror Mirror came from absolute last on the home turn when a Magic Millions. It can be done.
Yeah, no, it can be. And so you'll have Egyptian Symbol, you'll have Winning Rupert, you'll have a Goodfella. You got one or two others too, haven't you?
Yeah, well, off the rails, put his hand up last week. He was 100-1 to go up there, but we're probably going to have a crack with him. And credit card and miss maybe in the Country Cup, and maybe got a couple of maidens nominated, but that looks probably the toughest race of all. So
yeah.
I'm not sure whether they'll get a run. So
powerful team.
No, it's great to have a runner, let alone a few. So I just hope it pans out.
Yeah, no, exactly. All right, mate. Well done. Go back to the kids and enjoy New Year's Day today, mate.
No probs, guys. I'm just putting off my sneakers. It's going to be pretty hard going. I don't think I'll be running any winning route at Don's.
No track records.
Year,
no
enjoy
track
the day, mate. Yeah, happy New Year, Bjorn.
See you, guys.
See you, mate. Bjorn Dacre joining us there. We're going to take a little break. More interviews coming up in a moment. We'll check out some scratchings, too, also for Inverell and Gil Gandra. It's 27 after 7.
Now, this next caller found love in a very unusual place. Tell us about it, Damo.
Yeah, I was actually out on a boat with the boys.
I'm intrigued.
It was the TJ Smith Stakes. I was miles from a TV, so I watched it live on my Tab app. And Chautauqua, wow!
You've got to love that. It's easy to love a bet when you can prepare for the punt, watch racing live, and relive the action with the Tab app.
Tab, we love a bet.
Replays not available on Victorian thoroughbred races. Gamble responsibly.
It's all happening for the Kiwis here today. They took the Brisbane Cup and now they take the JJ Atkins with Sacred Elixir.
Taraka graduates were unrelenting in their success last season.
The Kiwis have plundered the Derby and the Oaks. It's all about the Kiwis and the three-year-old staying ranks.
With over 1,300 yearlings on offer, see you from January 30 to February 5 at Taraka 2017. New Zealand Bloodstock, where winning begins.
All covered, all grounds, all beaten. Franco won the Champion Stakes and lived up to the fight.
International racing at its very best, 7 days a week across the Sky Racing Network.
Celebrating the new year with winners galore. Sky Sports Radio.
The two Country Cup meetings today, Inverell and Gil Gandra. Inverell, they've got a warm day, humid out there, soft five. They got a lot of rain on, I think it was Boxing Day, and the track has recovered, but not into the good range at this stage. But a soft five, the rail true. They had a massive Calcutta last night at Inverell. And, of course, Gil Gandra is the other TAB program today in New South Wales with their Cup Day. The weather, it's going to be 35 degrees, fine. The track is a good three and the rail true. Ray, first day back yesterday for jockey Greg Ryan, and he comes back and rides two winners at the non-TAB. So he didn't waste time in getting back into the winner's circle.
It's remarkable to think that in the same era, Andrew, we've got two of the winningest jockeys in Australian racing history riding alongside each other, Robert Thompson and Greg Ryan. Greg Ryan's getting up towards that 4,000 win mark now, so he's had a remarkable record.
Yeah, he has for sure, and Greg sadly hasn't got a ride in the Cup. I think he's won about 6 or 7 Gil Gandra Cups, but not today. Let's go and have a chat with Sue Grills. Happy New Year to you, Sue. Now, I've got to ask you first up, did you see Midnight?
No, Andrew, I definitely didn't.
Ray, we're going to find someone. Oh, we found Bjorn, I suppose. There's one with Bjorn, but I think racing people snuck off to bed early, didn't we?
Yeah, we have to. Well, I think Sue went to a wedding last night, didn't you, Sue? So did you get out of there reasonably early?
Yes, we left at 10 o'clock. Yeah, it was a lovely wedding, Jeff Newling's wedding. And
that's right.
Mm. We had a good night. But, yeah, unfortunately, you've got to come and do the horses this morning. Early to bed.
Yeah,
so you wouldn't have had much sleep. Have you made a decision, Sue? Was it Inverell Cup Day today or was it Wallabadar Cup Day?
Inverell.
We've got some chances in four races up there. The barrier draws haven't been all that kind to most of your runners, but in the first, Onya Rose is making her debut, a Testa Ross affiliate of a Zabil mare, and she's drawn awkwardly. What are you expecting from her on debut, Sue?
Well, she's a nice big filly, and, you know, I'm hoping she'll run a good race for the owners. She's really bred to stay, so I haven't trialled her or anything, just give her a jump out, I'm hoping she'll run a nice race for them.
Mm-hmm. Then Rothbury in race three, and he was really good at going to our last start, and stormed home from the middle of the field, won convincingly. Again, though, the barrier draw, gate 15. Just ride him quiet, try and find some cover early, Sue?
Yeah, that's what he'll have to do. And, like, he's got 61 kilos, so he's got the job ahead of him. I nearly didn't run the horse, but then there's not a lot of options for him. I'll just give me a bit better guide where he's up to.
It looks like a nice horse in the making. And then down to race five, you're running two horses, Boolaroo and Classic Double, also drawn awkwardly. Boolaroo was really good at Tamworth two starts back. Scone, the heavy track last start, the reason for his failure?
It was. I should have scratched him, you know. It just continued to rain throughout the day, and by his race, it's just a mess. And, he's useless in the wet, so sort of got to forget he went around, I think.
I think he's a great chance here. The Mare Classic Double, three runs back, she chased home Bulls and Bears at Gunner. That sort of form would put her right in this race, but her last two runs, Sue, have you... what's been the cause of her two failures in her last two?
Yeah, I'm not sure of that either. Yeah. She's a mare, I suppose, but she's been real disappointing. Her last two, where her first two runs, you know, were excellent.
Super.
And, if she can find that form again, she'd be hard to beat.
Exactly. And Military Duke in the last, look, he's drawn the inside gate, the only horse of yours to date. Inverell's got a decent barrier draw. His two runs back have been excellent. He comes out of the Rothbury race at Gunnedah first up. He was sound there. And then the Scone race last night, he's run fifth behind two nice horses in Validate and Sun Craze. So he brings some good form lines to Inverell.
He does, you know, and I'm quite hopeful, you know, that he could nearly win today. His third run back, and he's a nice horse without being, you know, over-exciting horse, and I'd like to think he could win today.
Yeah, and can you win the Wallabadar Cup with Brave Maiden, the Lonro mare?
Well, like, she's got the job ahead of her. She's a seven-year-old mare with 60 kilos, so it's a lot of weight, you know, this benchmark system where it was a 55, but now they've downed it to a 43, so it's so hard to place a horse, you know.
Yeah.
I'm expecting her to come in with no weight, and she's ended up with 60 kilos in top weight, so... Yeah, and, you know, it's a tricky track, Wallabadar, whether...
I know it will. That big downhill run to that short bend into the home straight, it's tough on horses. Andrew, this is the 166th running of the Wallabadar Cup. It's the oldest country picnic race meeting in Australia. Have you won this race before, Sue?
No, you know, I've never had a runner at Wallabadar before.
So okay. That's a first.
Today's the first day, yeah.
Oh, well, best of luck with Brave Maiden. Best of luck with runners at Inverell, Sue, and a Happy New Year to you.
Thank you, and same to you, Ray, and all your listeners.
Thanks,
good on
Sue.
You. Good on you, Sue. Sue Grill's joining us there, running through them. There's some different tracks, aren't there? You mentioned Wallabadar today, just what they've got to deal with. Gilgandra is a little bit like that too.
Yeah, I'm not too familiar with Gilgandra.
It's a short run home. You've got to be on the move. If you see them on the move, don't panic because it's only a short run home.
Well, Wallabadar is unique because the track's on the side of a hill. It's about a half out of Tamworth, and as I said, that you go down the hill from about the 700 into the home straight, and you see horses run off on the home turn and everything. It's great fun, but it's a fantastic race day, Wallabadar.
Now, we've got some interim scratchings race, so we'll do these and then we'll float on with some more interviews. We'll go with Inverell Cup Day. It's a soft five, the rail true. Race one is clear. Race two, take out three, Space Age. That's race two, number three. Race three, number four, the Tarman. 8, You Say No Way, and 12, Zari's Daughter. 4, 8, and 12 out of the third. Race 4, number 11, Strategic Weapon, number 11. Race 5, number 4, Magic Gracie, number 4. Race 6, number 8, It's All Irish, and 9, Wallatant, 8 and 9. And race 7, number 13, St. Luke. That's race 7, number 13. So they're the scratchings for Inverell, the first today at 5 past 1. And it's Gilgandra Cup Day. As we've told you, it's going to be a warm one, 35 degrees, a good 3, and the rail is true. And just waiting to see whether we can get some interim scratchings here for Gilgandra. It's a $35,000 cup there today. And
aren't the fields at both meetings outstanding?
Oh, they've held up really strong.
Fields
Gilgandra haven't gone in from race, so we'll just hold on them and we'll give them as soon as they go in from. But, look, it's a terrific day. It's a bit different, isn't it, January 1 on a Sunday. They've got Flemington, but it's such a great opportunity for these two clubs today.
Well, it's different in Sydney too, because normally we race on New Year's Day, and of course we're racing at Randwick tomorrow, and it has to be Randwick, Andrew, because there's potentially some rain later on today in Sydney and overnight. But, it gives these country race clubs a real opportunity to showcase their meetings today, and as I said, the field sizes at Inverell and Gilgandra are excellent, and so... it should be great days racing at both venues.
Yeah, exactly. Those scratchings just hanging off. We should mention, too, that today around New South Wales, there's a non-tab at Gundagai down there. The track is a good four. There's a non-tab also at Port Macquarie. The weather up there is a good four and fine weather. So the New South Wales tab meetings today are Inverell, Gilgandra, but there's non-tabbers at Gundagai, Port Macquarie and Wallabadar. So we wish all of those clubs all the very best over today. And tomorrow we'll have the Monday racing service from 7:30 tomorrow morning, and Royal Randwick and Maruya tomorrow. They're our two New South Wales meetings. We'll have all the previews tomorrow morning from 6:30. Ray, I'll let you introduce our next guest and see whether you have any luck of whether that person welcomed in the new year.
Jane, good morning. And well, did you see in the new year, Jane?
Who have we got?
Jane Clements here. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, terrific. Did you see in the new year, Jane? Or
with my eyes closed, yeah.
That happens in racing. Well, it's pretty hard. We were up bright and early this morning too, wouldn't you, Jane, there to work the horses at Tamworth?
Yeah, worked a few horses for Tamworth, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So what time did the alarm go off this morning?
Oh, no, I'm not. I don't get up early here or when the sort of daylight comes, because we haven't got lights or anything up here. So, yeah, so...
Exactly, yeah.
Jeez,
yeah.
In my sort of place, I reckon I'd be just put, hopefully there's clouds so you don't see the sun coming up. That'd be my go, Jane.
Well, there is a bit of cloud. It's sort of, you know, like a few spits of rain, so it sort of cools it off a little bit, but it is hot, yeah.
Yeah, no, we've had a hot few days, haven't we? So this,
yeah, we have.
This cloud cover's excellent. Jane, are you running all four at this stage at the Inverell Cup meeting today?
Yes.
Okay.
All four, yep.
Yep. Well, you start the day off in race two with Tango Time. Miss Philly, look, her two runs at Gunnedah and Tamworth were excellent. Then Drew White at Armidale. Is that a forgive run last day?
Well, she hasn't drawn very good barriers all round. So today she's drawn a nice barrier, so just hopefully everything goes her way a little bit. So, yeah, she should run a nice race.
Is she showing you some ability?
She is showing some ability, yeah. I think she'll probably be better, you know, like, you know, later in the year, but she's going nicely now, and she's a beautiful filly. You couldn't get a better type of filly.
Yeah, watch for her in the second. And down to race six, one of your better chances, I think, is an in-form mare, Lady Balladeer. She was an Armidale winner, five runs back, one at Tamworth, two starts back. Scone, again, victim of the barrier, Jane?
Yeah, and plus, yeah, it was a funny sort of run race. It was got very tight, and, you know, the last couple of hundred metres, she didn't have a lot of room, but, you know, she's probably beaten anyway, but... It was, but she's been very consistent and honest. Yeah, she's been a good little mare to us this prep. She's won three this prep, so she's done a good job.
What do you do from the wide barrier again today, Jane, with Lady Balladeer?
We'll probably try and slot in somewhere. Yeah, we won't go. We'll go forward a little bit. We'll try and slot in, hopefully. But yeah, we'll just see how it all pans out.
Yeah. And you're taking the in-form Santiago to the Inverell Cup. Have you won an Inverell Cup before, Jane?
Wolfgang's boy won it a couple of years ago.
That's right, yeah.
Probably 3 years ago now, yeah.
Yeah. Well, this big chestnut's in terrific touch, and gee, was good at Quirindi last start.
He did. He ran a really nice race. He's been totally consistent every time this prep. Like, he's towards his last of his end prep, he ended up getting a big stone bruise, and it come out in the paddock, so like a big, you know, a big abscess. So, and this time he's been totally consistent. He's been really good.
Look, I know the barrier isn't kind to him either, but he's a versatile horse. You've ridden him back previously. He's responded.
Well,
so
you know, with a lighter weight, he can get back a little bit. Yeah, he can afford to get back. But, you know, like, you know, with them heavier weights, you sort of got to stay a little bit forward, because it's hard to pick them ones up when you have got a lot of heavy weight on. But, you know, with the lighter weight on today, he should be...
Yeah, I think he's a great chance.
Nicely.
Yeah, great chance. And in the last, Prince Valentine, the grey mare, she broke her maiden at Quirindi. I bet a nice horse in Chills Double, but Armidale last start. Any excuses for that run, Jane?
Well, it was a pretty roughly sort of a run race. It was, you know, there was a lot of incidences happening, and that she was probably a victim of a couple of them. But yeah, but she's always shown me plenty of ability, but she's just been taking a while to come to four, but she should run a nice race today. Actually, the 1400 I think will suit, you know, but I think the Myrtle Jewels are looking out for the 1400 metres or more.
Well, look, by the sounds of what you're saying, they're all four terrific chances. If I could put you on the spot, Jane, can Jane Clement train her first winner in 2017? Which one would it be?
Well, I'd like to think so. I'd like to think it's the maiden mare, because Bruce McCurry puts a lot of effort. He's put a lot of time and effort into Arlington. I just hopefully get a win for him. So, and Terry Burke. So
Yeah, he's
it'd be great for him.
He's a breeder, and he stayed in the ownership of Tango Time, so good luck to Bruce today. Look, terrific.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us, Jane. You've got a long drive ahead of you, so thanks very much, and the best of luck at Inverell this afternoon.
Not a problem. Thank you very much.
Thanks,
good,
Jane.
Good on you, Jane. Jane Clement there going through the runners today. Now, those scratchings have gone interim at Gilgandra. We'll go through the lot in about 10 to 15 minutes, but these are the interim. Fine, good three in the rail, true. Race one, take out eight, Kelsha Beggs, nine, Special Strike, and the emergencies, 13, Exotic News and 14, Oxford Hill. 8, 9, 13 and 14. Race 2, take out 4, The Main Man, 9, Brimondo, 13, Protea Spirit and 15, Wacky Doo, 4, 9, 13 and 15. Races 3 and 4 are clear. Race 5, number 6, The Cabrarita Kid, race 5, number 6, and race 6, take out 2, Ice Bucket, 5, Bulls and Bears, and 8, Win Friends in Low Places.
That's it.
So 2, 5 and 8. You've got to look for that S occasionally, haven't you? 2, 5 and 8 out of race 6. So they're the scratchings they've gone in from for Gilgandra Cup Day today, and it should be a beauty. Hey, something I should ask you about, because you were out there yesterday, From Within.
Wow.
Wins the first, becomes the new favourite for the Magic Millions two-year-old classic.
And the Golden Slipper.
And the Slipper, yeah, exactly. What was your opinion? I saw you on TV chatting with Chris Waller after the race.
Yeah, super impressive, wasn't it, Andrew? She did everything right, and I know it's a cliche, but with two-year-olds, if they're a natural runner early doors, they can just knock up winning races. And the impressive part about her was that she jumps brilliantly, goes straight to the front, comes back underneath her rider like she's a 50-start veteran. And then Glenn Scaifold just gave her a little bit of rein coming around the home turn. She put a margin on arrivals, and she just coasted home. The time wasn't great, but she didn't need to run time. She was cruising all the way. It was ultra impressive. The runs of Invader and Chauffeur were very, very good. They both hit the line hard to run second and third, but they were in a different race, Andrew. It was as dominant a win as we've seen so far by a two-year-old this season, alongside She Will Reign.
Chris Waller after the race basically saying, we'll just let the horse tell us over the next few days on the Magic Millions, but From Within now favourite. One run into a Magic Millions up against a few that have had two or three runs. I guess that's... some query, but...
Well, I guess the key is that she's just a natural, and that was what she showed yesterday. Yeah. So, look, she looks like she's had 50 starts already, Andrew.
Yeah, no, I understand. Love the run. I know we spoke with Mike Hawkes earlier about Le Cordon Bleu, but there was a really bunch of them finishing off that hot pace, and one of those was Big Money, only got beaten a couple of lengths. You would have been... I know you'd like to win, Rob, but you would have been happy. He loves being out there and racing.
Yeah, no, he ran really well. Thanks, Andrew. You know, it was good to see him sort of finding the line again, and you know, just the big weight, he finds it hard to win. You know, he's given all those horses in front of him 6 kilos, but he's raced really well.
Yeah, good morning, Rod. Happy New Year to you. What are your plans going forward with Big Money now?
I think we'll probably just give him a month between runs and run him in the expressway. Mm-hmm. That's a Group Two. He'll get a little bit of weight off his back there, and he ran third last year, so we'll give him a shot at that again.
Yeah. I'm now looking at the results. You're right. I mean, all the horses above you that finished first, second, third, and fourth all carried the minimum.
Exactly.
And there you are on 59.
Off that hot tempo, Andrew. So
yeah.
That's what Michael Hawkes was saying earlier. The horses are lightweight, sort of ran on, you know.
Yeah. So. I mean, he's done a big effort. And I guess off that Brisbane run, that's what you wanted to see yesterday.
Yeah, no, for sure. No, I thought it was, and Robert thought as well, it was a much better run yesterday than Brisbane. Mm-hmm. So that's good. You know, going forward into the expressway in a month's time, hopefully he can reproduce a similar sort of run and be in the finish.
Yep.
You've done a remarkable job with him, Rod, because I know he has hoof problems throughout his career. How are his feet? And he looked good yesterday, though, in the coat.
The horse himself is really well, but it is sort of... The feet do cause us a lot of problems.
Yeah.
Being a month, we'll be able to put some heavy shoes on him for a month, and you know, that'll help him a month between runs as well. It'll just give him a bit more foot to nail into.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But his feet are a problem, but he was good yesterday, and fingers crossed he'll keep on improving.
Terrific. Yeah. Well, racing never stops, as we know, Rod. And I guess you're on the road to the Gilgandra Cup meeting today. Taking three horses out there. Are they all running at this stage, Rod?
Yeah, they're all running.
Okay.
Yeah, they're all good each way chances too, I think.
Yeah, we kick off a day in the first we've recorded, and I was talking to you about this filly the other day, and she's run 9th of 12 on debut at Tamworth. It was a heavy track, but you like this filly recorded?
Yeah, I do. I think she'll run well today. She's been looking for a dry track. She really didn't handle the heavy track and didn't show us some track work that she'd handle it, but we just had that spate of wet tracks, so we had to get her to the races. Mm. So we gave her a month off and waited for the weather to fine up, and it's done that. She's finally drawn a gate today, so we'll send her around and see what she's got.
And Sergeant Dokes, he looks to have come back in terrific form this summer, back to his two-year-old form. And I'm not sure if you're aware, Rod, but Andrew just released the scratchings for the Town Plate, and Ice Bucket is a scratching. So Sergeant Dokes comes to Gilgandra off the back of that Tamworth first up win when he was very good, and then a really good effort again at Warwick Farm behind San Giovese. Looks he back to his best now.
Yeah, no, he is. He probably needed that long break that I gave him. He'd done a bit of racing as a two-year-old, and we didn't miss him as a three-year-old either. So we gave him that big long break, and I've just sort of been keeping him really fresh and keeping him really happy, keeping him to the shorter distance. So 11, but he's looking for 1100 today, and drawn well. As long as we don't get a heap of rain before the races, expecting a few storms.
Yeah.
He'll race well. He loves the dry track.
And if it does happen to rain at Gilgandra, it won't bother your cup runner, Huswick. He's in great form and very impressive at Scone last start in the heavy track. But that was a continuation of what's been an excellent prep so far.
Yeah, it's been a great prep for him as well. He's a little bit similar. He just gave him a good long spell. And he's just come back nice and fresh in the mind, and he's really putting in and enjoying racing. He's been bucking his brands off after every start, and he's going to go into the race today feeling really well.
How far is the drive for you from Scone to Gilgandra, Rod?
It's 3 hours on the dot.
Okay.
Can't do it any quicker.
Yeah. And what time did you get home last night from Canterbury?
About 9, just after 9, I think, last night. So.
Did you see midnight?
No
out there. I reckon we've woken you too, haven't we?
Yeah.
Well, I feel for you, Rob, because that's a lot of a racehorse trainer, isn't it, Andrew? On the road all day, every day, and look, a long drive down and back to Canterbury from Scone yesterday, and on the road again to Gilgandra today, so never stops, does it, Rod?
Yeah, well, we're off to Ramick again on Monday.
Yeah, so Professor Marks. Road, so. Yeah. He's a chance too in the last Professor Marks.
Oh, I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah, He's had a good spell. He's similar to the other two horses, so and he's come back in good order as well.
Terrific.
I had issues at pronouncing this the filly's name. Leilu. Sorry, I'll put that in the memory bank. How did she come through, mate?
Yeah, really well. Really well. Might have just been a little bit overawed with everything yesterday. She you know, first trip away and off to Sydney, and she's. Sort of when she sort of got back there and out of the race, she's a little bit sort of gawky and looking and not exactly sure and was sort of off the bit. But been saying that, I really like the way she hit the line, and when we step her up in distance, she's going to be a nice filly.
Terrific. Well, good team this afternoon at Gilgandra, Rod. Great to talk to you. Drive safe, mate, and Happy New Year as well.
Not a problem. Happy New Year to you guys as well.
Good
Thanks,
on you, Rod.
Rod.
Rod Northam joining us there. And that's the other key thing. We mentioned the life of a trainer and jockeys having to drive, but it's
travel.
Just a part of it, isn't it?
Yeah, you know? Travel. I know a lot of them enjoy it. I know Robert Thompson always says he enjoys the travel, but it just must be endless at times. Like there's Rod on the road all day yesterday down and back to Canterbury, and then he's got to get to Gilgandra day, and a long day. He's got horses in the first right down through until the cup, but they do it because they love it and they love the horses, Andrew, and wish them all success.
Yeah, no, exactly. David Hayes is going to join us in the next minute or two. I know you'd lined him up for 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I just gave him a text, and I said, look, I know Ray has said that we'll ring around 8. Can we ring 10 minutes earlier?
Mm-hmm.
So basically, when we get him on, you introduce him, all right? Because hopefully we haven't woken him. Because I reckon David's a chance that he could have seen midnight.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah,
no?
He's got a big day today.
Yeah,
big
I know
day.
It's a big day, but he's got to the age where he gets out and does all the exercise and stuff like that. But he could have the body these days that that could get him through midnight and then up early today.
Well, he had a bit to celebrate yesterday because they had a treble at Moonee Valley last night at the Twilight meeting and then two winners at Echuca. Let's ask him. David Hayes, good morning. Happy New Year. And did you see the New Year in, Dave?
I just got there.
Beauty. I had you getting there because you're now the refined David Hayes into 2017. Every time I ring David, he's out walking and he walk. When you walk for kilometres.
I do. I love my walking. Clear my head a bit. And but it doesn't seem to work on my figure.
Give it time, Dave. Give it time.
No, hey, keep doing it.
Dave, before we ask about Ossietra today at Flemington, I need to ask you about Tulip, the winner of the opener at Moonee Valley at the Twilight meeting last night. I think it's the first winner for Piero, and, gee, she was impressive, Tulip.
Yeah, she was really good. And she's bred to get a bit further, and I think she's pretty good.
Yeah.
We're very happy with her, and it was great to see. And we had a bit of a heart attack when she was back last after 200 metres, but... And then in another 200 metres, it was a matter of how fast she was going to win
it
by.
It was
so
effortless,
she showed an amazing turn of foot.
Yeah, effortless. What are your plans with her going forward, Dave?
Look, she's in all the big races, and we're just going to give her probably a month between runs now. Mm. Off the black type race, hopefully one of the preludes, and... we'll look towards the Blue Diamond and the Slipper, I think.
Yeah, no, she looks high class. Well, Dave, today obviously is the day we see Ossietra for the first time at the races. I was telling Andrew earlier, I saw Neil Werrett at Canterbury yesterday, and he was as nervous as if this is a Group 1 race. There's been so much hype around this filly's debut today in the first, the New Year played at Flemington. How is she for her race debut? This is, of course, the daughter of Black Caviar, the first of Black Caviar's foals to hit the racetrack.
Look, she's sort of, if she was a normally bred filly, she would have ran 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
But we just wanted to have absolutely no mistakes. And hopefully she'll get the job done today. But we've got quite a nice line through our two-year-olds this year. We've had 8 two-year-old winners.
Mm.
And she's right up there with them. And hopefully she can emulate what her mother did and win up the straight first go.
Have you given her a look up the straight at all in track work or anything, Dave?
No, that's not available.
Yeah.
But so she's worked at Flemington a lot. She knows Flemington well. She's been down there for about 3 weeks. So the advantage for her is that none of them have seen straight. So so she's racing like for like. So we're happy with her. And we're pretty excited. Like, for her, her mother was the best ever, but she didn't get half. No one knew her when she ran first time.
Exactly. Do you feel the pressure? Race. Like I said, Neil Werrett was quite nervous yesterday at Canterbury. Are you feeling the pressure, given there's been such massive hype around her debut?
I'd love to say I'm not, but I'm a bit anxious this morning.
Yeah.
I just love her to run well and win. It'd be a dream if she won. And I just would hate her to get it wrong today.
Can you tell us, do you take a line? Obviously, you mentioned there the 8 two-year-old winners, and obviously you may have galloped Ossietra with any of those. But the jump outs, do you take anything from the jump outs that the people may have seen?
The jump outs are practice for a race.
Yeah.
And she's won them doing it very easily. And I know the first trial, the time was slow, but the second trial, the time was fast.
Yeah.
And not that she's worked with any of them. Well, she worked with a couple of winners.
Yeah.
But I don't like working my good ones with my good ones all the time.
Yeah.
I think they tend to leave it on the track. But we have electronic timing at Lindsay Park, and a couple of times that she's been let stride along, her times are very good.
Mm-hmm.
So we're pretty confident she's going to run very well, and hopefully it's good enough to win.
David, we were talking about the two-year-old winner at Canterbury earlier from within, and I mentioned she looked an absolute natural. And from what I've gleaned from the two jump-outs that I've seen of Ossietra, she's a bit the same. She jumps brilliantly and goes straight into her gears, but comes back underneath Luke Nolan quite quickly.
Yeah, she with Luke on her, at times, she's got her mother's traits. She's got probably better gate speed, I'd say. I haven't trained one with her gate speed.
She just jumps and goes.
Race day. She just seems to do it with ease and got a very high cruising speed. So it's one thing doing it in training. We've just got to see it in a race now.
Yeah, fair enough. You also have outboard motors in that race. How do you rate that Sebring two-year-old?
Oh, she's a decent filly.
Okay.
Over 1,200, 1,400, she's got great potential. But I'd be very surprised if she could beat Etcetera.
And good chances right throughout the day. Dave, I thought Flying Light in the second, Snit Sun in the fifth, and Last Special in the last, among your best?
Yeah, I've got a good opinion of Snit Sun, owned by the same crew, owned Etcetera, so hopefully he's drawn awkwardly. Last Special for Derby Racing is flying, but got a wide gate, and Flying Light, track and distance with a better gate, so probably like him the most of the rest.
And Boy Stock and Raindrops on Roses in the Bagot, but all eyes on the first, Dave, at 1:35 p.m. Etcetera.
Just before we let you go, Dave, you've been watching the Magic Millions contenders, and Ray mentioned From Within. We saw one last week, Hootson, and the price of Medina, he just keeps drifting without running. It's now out to $6.50. We might get $7 by the race in a couple of weeks' time.
Lock it in, Andrew.
You're still confident? You're obviously, after the Wyong win, the horse has done everything right?
I wasn't that impressed with the Wyong win, and I can understand why she's $6 or $7 because there were horses running her down. But she drew the outside on the wrong leg, off a light prep to use that race to bring her to a top. And she gets the winkers on for the grand final. I really feel, providing she draws a gate, she'll give a huge kick, which everyone hasn't seen watching her. But she'll have great acceleration if she draws a gate. Might be tough if she draws wide because she might be left right on the pace or out on a limb, but I think she's probably going to be better at 12 and 1,400, so I wouldn't be worried about that last furlong at Wyong. She was looking at things.
Understand. Mate, I know you're used to pressure. It's been a part of your life with the good horses that you've trained. I hope it's a day that by the end of it, you're just looking back on and looking back on what's been achieved by so many people with her today. Good luck, mate.
Thanks, Andrew. Thank
Good
you.
On you.
Thanks, Ray.
Thanks, Dave.
David Hayes joining us with Etcetera lining up the first of the black caviars. And if only the mum knew what was going on today.
Lucky horses can't read, eh? Because the build-up to this has been amazing. But you'd love to see a win just to have that black caviar fairy tale go into the new chapter.
Yeah, exactly. All right, mate, I'll jump into the scratchings. And then Gary Cleese's going to join you and we'll look at Inverell Cup Day.
Yep, okay.
Let's have a look at the scratchings for Inverell Cup Day. It's a soft five with the storms and the rain that fell around